Zechadish was Daniel Shady Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay, everybody say. Yesterday we began a new packet regarding the Tziruf of Mashkin. In other words, we said that by Ochlin, the shear is Kedechilas Pras. By Mashkin, there were two opinions that we saw yesterday. Either it's Kedei Achilas Pras as well, or it's Kedei Shtiyas Revis. And Kedei Achilas Pras means you would have to drink the Revis in Kedei Achilas Pras, whichever the sheet is that we've talked to in the past. Is it 4 minutes? Is it 9 minutes? Whatever the sheet is, are. That's a very big, gap. To be able to only drink the Revis, which relatively is a long amount of time, as opposed to the other sheet. Now that is the opinion of the Ravid, that it's always Kedei Achilas Pras, both Ochlim and Mashkin. And the opinion of the what? Of the Rambam is it's Kedei Shtiyas Revis, that you have to drink a Revis in the time that it takes to drink a Revis. Normal, not pausing. So, and the Vilna Gaon that we saw yesterday quotes the Rambam on page 14 and says what? The Divrei HaRambam Heim Shgoga Gedola. So he was not happy with the Rambam. And he says there's a Mishnah in increases shir shtia kashir achila kedei achilas pras, so braisa increases, right? So it seems that the Mishnayos seem to follow the Ravid's opinion. You look on the Frisus Yud Gimel and the Mishnah on page 10, on Yud Beis and Yud Beis. So it's a basket. Kedei Achilas Pras is Chayiv. Unless it will be impossible in Moses Babayim, Kosher Potter. Kedei Achilas Pras. Yeah, and again, and he says the Mishnah, the Brice says Mashma that it's Kedei Achilas Pras. After the Rambam refers to Rabbi Elazar, the public bekrishu shom. In other words, he says that maybe the Rambam holds that Rabbi Elazar is arguing with the Tanakhama. So he doesn't like that. Now, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Shosu ma'ad, v'chazav shosim yesh mitchil shtia yishona, v'sof shtia achron, g'day shtia zrviyas, mitztarfin, v'avei mitztarfin. V'yesh omrim shashir tziruf hashtiyas g'day achilas pras, k'mo tziruf achilas. So the simple pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam. Even though the Vilna Gaon does not give the Rambam to, he's not happy with the Rambam, but it's a Stam, and it's Yesh Omrim, Stam V'Yesh Omrim is Halacha K'Stam. So the Rambam's Shita seems to be the mainstream in the Psach Halacha, even though the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this shita. So I always tell you from Rav Lichtenstein Tzatzal that he always gave a lot of chashivas to the Pri Chodesh. So that's what we have to do. We have to go to the Pri Chodesh and see, right? The Pri Chodesh. So let's look in the Pri Chodesh and see what the Pri Chodesh has to say on this matter. So let's look on page 15. Ivra dehachi isa b'tosefta. So he starts off quoting Shosu Ma'at. Kideshniyas Revias b'tstarfin. That's the Tosefta in Yuma. Perkam and the Psachim. Pasku Harambam. Harigeis. Well, Aran Hikshal said that. What about the price increases? Because the price increases says b'feirish it's kideyachilas pras. Kohar Mashkim is time with Ron Psalms of Via. The Revias Bechdei Achilas Pras. So we discussed yesterday the possibility that the Dinim of Tumah are different than the regular Dinim of the Tzira for other things. In all those cases of Kedei Achilas Pras, we're talking about the Psul Gvia of eating drinking Mashkim Tameim. And that's what the one who says this is the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah, if you want to see the Magen Mishnah inside, we didn't see it inside as of yet, so we should look at it inside now. See Magen Mishnah. Where's the do you see the Magen Mishnah that says it? So we'll have to find it. But he says the Magen Mishnah is the one that says that for Tumah they made a bigger chumrah. Because it's a bigger chumrah to say that you'll be metameh even though the amount of time is much more spread out. So that's just also chizik betumas gevia shel devrayim. But he doesn't like that. It's eino ola l'mayim desnan shosu revis yayin shoha kidei achilas pras v'nichnas l'miknas chayev alma dafil v'midi d'lohavi v'devrayim v'sharin anam l'shkiya kidei achilas pras. In other words, he says by the din of psul gevia, which is a din drabanan, that your whole body is tamei based when you eat them, ochlim tameim or you shosu mashkim tameim. So it's on page one. Oh, okay, shkoy. Okay. Bottom of the right side. Okay, page one. Yeah. Yeah, the also chizuk. Yeah, Chazal Rabbeinu did the perkes. Yeshlomish also chizuk to the gvir shal devrayim. Right, so that's where shkoyach. So that's the Magen Mishnah's approach for the Rambam, that even though it's kedeshnias revius, but tumah, especially tumah derabanan, they sometimes, you know, when something is the Rabbanan, so sometimes people look at it, it's not as chumr, so sometimes you have to make dafka more chumrs by the Rabbanan, so people will, you know, take the words of the Rabbanan more seriously. Right, they gave a longer time period. Right. Right, no, but they're making you tamei, even though you didn't eat it so quickly. So it was, even though you didn't eat it so quickly, they're still saying you tamei. So that's so that's a chumrah. Having more time to make me tamei. No, that's a chumrah. Because to be tamei, to make me tamei, that means I'm going to passel myself. So therefore, I'll be tamei even if I didn't drink it so eat it so quickly. I'll still have the psul haguf and be able to be metamei. When you're metamei, you passel something. So therefore, that's a chumrah.
Then usually if you have the regular standard, you have to drink it all at once, it becomes hot. The point is more cumbersome standard, drink half of it, wait a minute, and then drink the other half, even though usually that would not make you hot. In this case it does.
Right. Okay. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. But he says that you see that by Daraisas, the Mishnah says Shasr Viz Yain Vishakidei Achilas Pras, Vinichtas Lamikdash Chayiv, Amad Fil Midi Dlovi Midere Misharin Nami the Shtir, Vichtei Achilas Pras. Hein Hiksha Misafer Lacha Mishnah. So He says that maybe it's not only a difference between a Daraisa and the Rabbanon, but Tumas Gviya is different because Tumas Gviya is not a din in regular achilu shtia, because the field talk of lo chaveru beis habliya. That was even if somebody took tummy food and just stuck it down, so you didn't get a chance really to eat it. It annoyed, just stuffed it down your throat. Nit magufo. So it's really you didn't even do a ma'isa achila. It's just the metzias that it went down you. So then, once you're saying that, then it doesn't matter achilah v'shastia, because it's the metzias that something tameh came in your body. Whether you did a ma'is achilah or shtia, you don't need the ma'is achilah or shtia. You just need it to have been consumed. Consumed. Consumed is a broader category than achilah or shtia. Consumed. It's consumed. Tochav l'beis ablia. So therefore, it shouldn't make any difference, therefore, between Achila and... So the Tumas Gviya is not so much the difference between that Tumas Gviya is a Din Rabbanan. It's Tumas Gviya doesn't require Achila or Shtia. It just requires consumption. And consumption means it got down somehow. I didn't eat it, I didn't drink it, it got in me. So then the shear is the same for each one. So that's why. Well, why is Psul Gviya different? That's the Pachad Pashup Shot. All those Rambams, is saying Shtiyas Revi. Now we have one Rambam that says that it's Kedei Achilas Pras by Psul Gviya. So the Magen Mishnah says, well, Psul Gviya is a Rabbanan, we're more Machmer. So the Pre-Chadosh doesn't like it that the Chilk should be the Raisa versus the Rabbanan. The Chilk is that Psul Gviya is different than what? Then, because it's not really Achilu Oshtia. Because even Toch of Chaveiro. So that, in other words, that's the answer. Psul Gviya is going to be different. That's the answer. What's the difference? Like Rabbi Willink said, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to say, there's a Chilk. How is the Chilk Machalik? You understand? I'm wearing blue and you're wearing green, but so what? Well, why does that make a difference? You understand? So the chiluk, Will said for our salvation, the chiluk has to be mechalik. You just can't point out to me that it's different. Why does that difference make a difference? So the Magen Mishnah's approach was that sometimes by the Rabbanans they were more machmer. And the Pri Chadosh doesn't like that because he says we see that by a din daraisa, by shtir also they still have the din of kedei achilas pras. So the Pri Chadosh gives a different approach. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So then he writes, "Mikol Moka means a mechuber ala ikar kedas harayvid." But Afal Pikein, the Pri Chadosh is a rivet person. Is a rivet person. So he's with the Gra. Wow. So Afal Shtiya being a kedas chilas pras. Because the Gemara, and he brings a raya, because the Gemara on Payamid Beis, the Gemara on Payamid Beis discusses, how come, certain things, like by Shtia, it's totally on your Melo Lugmav, or your, there could be more subjective. Shtir Malalugmov, etc. How big is your Malalugmov? So the Gemara asks all those but the Gemara never asked how come Shtia is Kedei Rechvius and Achila's Kedei Achila's Pras. When the Gemara was trying to compare Achila and Shtia and understand differences, that Achila is objective, it's Kosevis. Shtia could be Malon Lugmov, and then it depends how big I am. My Malon Lugmov could be bigger or smaller than your Malon Lugmov. So then how come the Gemara didn't also ask how come Shtia is Shtia Servius and Achila not? I don't know if this is the strongest Raya in the world, but he says because it must be that the Raivid's right and they're both Kedei Achila's Pras. So that's what the Pri Chodesh, the whole Kashal and Hasan, Maishna Mechila, Kachil Smash, Maisha Shtir, Rolling Machine, Hamash, and Shtim, Shavim Kadechil Sprat, Lahochi will Kashal on me. D. Yeah, let me hear.
What's the let's say if someone's
stumped on it,
how long does he have to wait there?
Because he went that nichnas l'miktash tamei.
Yeah, because that's a shir shehiya in the miktash.
No.
That's a shir shehiya in the miktash.
It means he went into the miktash. But if he's shosa revis yayin. Achal achal v'shosa mashkin tamei v'shosa revis yayin. The shasher of VCI is the shah of Achilasu
Vishdiyasa. Shah of Vishdiyasa.
What's the answer that he's in the Mikdash? Tomei.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
think about it. I'm not so sure. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not convinced. Oh. So now the question is, there seems to be perhaps a stira in the Pri Chodesh. When the Pri Chodesh writes Beferish, he thinks the halach is like the Ravid. But the Pri Chodesh wrote more Svarim than just the Pri Chodesh on the Shulchan Aruch. And he, and in the Lundzen, the Madan Yosher, quotes you the Sefer Mayim Chaim. Take a look at page 18 and 19. No, that's Machane Chaim. This is Maim Chaim, this is the Pri Chodesh himself. So Sefer Maim Chaim, it's the first tshuva in the Sefer. And it's amazing. It starts off, what's the question? We're not going to speak about this so much now, but there's a famous question. What's the din of if you have half coffee? If you have half coffee, so it takes a long time to drink. So you're going to make a bracha krona with hot coffee. Because he says the minig is, he says, the pre-chadash says, to make a bracha krona. But is that right or not? Because hot coffee could take you a year and a yovel to drink the hot coffee. So look how he starts off. Tshuva. In the Indian achila, b'chol yisurim, dover muskim yaposkim, shem b'chilas achila, tzof 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 achila, Reviews mitzvahin, love him mitzvahin. Kvar kosov hamag mishu sheish mishu kosov shach sheish tiv lechil spas. Viraya v'docha rayasu. And then he says that for shtiyah you need kidei reviews, shtiyah's reviews. So that's how he starts off the tshuva. So that's what Lunza points out. And then he has a discussion. Maybe we should say that anything, even if you need Shtiyas Revius, but if the norm is to drink something slowly, then maybe we don't follow the day. But he starts off saying, the normative halacha is, unless you want to say over here, in the Shulchan Aruch, he's telling you his personal opinion. But then he says, but Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like me. So maybe he's deferring to the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's work within the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Kidei Shtiyas Revius. And what will be the story over here? In other words, because the way he presents it is, okay, let's see, what is the normal din? So he says, for Achila, it's Kidei Achila's Pras, Shtiyah Kidei Shtiyas Revius. Right? What is the normal... And then he discusses, could we have leeway by coffee? Okay, Zachinu Ladin, the Bukhavi, Shemachmas, Choma, Harigilish, Nostosh, La'at, La'at, bottom of 19 on the right side. Also, the Peshitta, Shemachil, Sashtiya, Tzofosha, Tzvemi Revis, Shtiya, Revis, Lomotu, Lebrukh, Brocha, Chrono, and Lake Shiura. You know, so it could be that, you know, even though it seems even though he thinks really the halacha should be like the Ravid, but it could be also he realizes the other opinion and he realizes the Shulchan Aruch, and it could be also like Gabi Safik Brachos, you can't, he might think that's the Iker halacha, but still there's a Shaila Safik Brachos Lahakel. So that's what his first paragraph is. Then he's saying that maybe we should have leeway over here because the derech is to take longer. And that's the rest of the tshuva. And then at the end, he says, and then he comes back to the Ravid. So, you know, the last paragraph of the tshuva. So, you know, he doesn't just say, well, I think this is right, so then for sure, you know, there's nothing to talk about. Because the main point of this tshuva is to say that maybe if the derech is to drink it slowly, then there's a tziruf even if it takes much longer. Yeah, like sorrow and kitim, etc. So even though, he doesn't just say, okay, you know, the halacha is like what I said, ready, and now let's work from there. No, he presents it that the pashtus of the poskim, because he agrees, he realizes that what he said is the Ravid Shita, but it's not the necessarily considered the mainstream sheet.
We know that the Maimonides was written after the
I can't, you know, I don't know, I didn't do sufficient research.
It could be that
he did it first.
And then
he decided, that's another possibility. That's another possibility. That maybe he was Chozibo, that could be. On page 22 in the Sefer Madani Asher, that he brings up this point, on the third arrow on the right side. So if Divrei Aprichadash Meshut Mayim Chayim, is also Karamam Dashir Hukidei Shliyas Revius. Then he says, look at the Sofa Tshuva. Just in the Sofa Tshuva, you know, he brings the Rive in. So I think it could be, you're right, that he read it, but even if it's not, I thought the way he's just presenting it, the way just what he thinks is the mainstream shita, even though it's not his shita. In the end, he gets to the Raivin, which he really likes, but he's not working with just saying it in the way of just following my, he's not a my way or the highway, approach. And I say, okay, I have my shita, this is what I think, but the mainstream is the other way. And then he gets into it. Okay. Okay, everybody say, so tomorrow, let's just discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last Thursday, we don't have Shira Thanksgiving. If anyone is in Kew Garden Hills tomorrow, they could come by and hear the Shira in there. And basically what I did is I took a lot of the Chazaka Shira that we had, and I put them all together in one Shira. That'll be Thursday, 10:30 to 12-ish in the YCQ building in Kew Garden Hills. If you're around, you're welcome to come. Usually the Rav of the Shul speaks from 10 to 10:30, and I speak from 10:30 to 12-something, and then we daven Mincha. I've been doing that for Hashem for like over 20 years on Thanksgiving Day. So tomorrow, I guess, we could have a regular, unless people feel want to just, I don't know whether people need to leave early or not. You know, we'll have Chumash tomorrow. We have to do Chumash tomorrow. Yeah. If you want to do everything, you know, earlier, I have people sometimes are going away, they're going out of town. You'll text the group, and Ilan will text the group, and he'll feel out the group, and then he'll respond to the group. Potential mini contest for those who want no food, but potential mini contest for those who want on the second floor with an hour of lunch during lunch. Okay, so we'll figure it out. Make sure that you're on the WhatsApp group, so you don't get
hungry.
Okay, very good.